The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Together, we have all done an extraordinary job, and as the people continue to come back to the Jersey Shore by the hundreds of thousands this summer, we are going to be really happy.
That's the governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie, after Sandy, saying the boardwalk is reopened. Boy, we're all excited, and look out, here we go with Arthur. Certainly, they're not saying that in North Carolina. Hey, hey, everybody. Welcome to this 4th of July weekend. 18,000 customers lost power along the coastline in North Carolina as it went through. Pretty nasty. Duke Energy, that's the company, scrambling, trying to get everything up and going again. At one point, there was 100-mile-an-hour winds. They were talking about the surge of the waves. 35, someone said. 7 closer to shore. Some people decide they're going to ride out storms, and some people skedaddle. Depending on what county it is, there was certainly plenty of water, and it happened at 11:15, where it all landed on Thursday. Storm gust went from just a little bit of a kind of a hum to smashing limbs and falling on homes. That cracking sound, I've heard that before, can sound crazy, like something else is going on around you. But that's what a lot of people heard in Wilmington and some of the many counties in North Carolina, the rattling of the windows and all that kind of stuff. If you're smart, you get loose things away. The North Carolina governor, Pat McCrory, wasn't talking about opening things. He was talking about closing things and telling tourists to stay inside when it's dark outside. For some reason, people, you know, it's that whole thing of exploring. They think they're going to get a big floodlight and walk outside. Well, then you have down power lines, lots of possibility of being injured in some way. So the best part about what happened in North Carolina is the storm initially hit when it hit on Thursday at low tide, but it got stronger. You had a lot of people vacationing, in homes they're not familiar with and that kind of stuff. So some are just trying to batten the hatches. If you have 7 feet, the waves surging up 7 feet, and high winds and rip currents, it means you do not go in the water. Don't go in the water. Tornado watch, 10 different counties in North Carolina. No reports of any funnels. Good news there. 4th of July, what does it mean? Here's a place where I actually had breakfast. It's a pretty cool place there in North Carolina along the coastline, Surf City. Scrapping their plans for the 4th of July show, of course, because how are they going to be able to do it? This is going to be a short kind of hit for them, though, with the storm. So I think they ride it out, and then everybody's back to the business of celebrating the 4th. You know, tropical cyclones killed 6 people back in 2009. When people think it's not a big deal, it is. And a lot of times it's because people feel like when they're at the beach, they're okay. They're a strong swimmer. Have you ever heard anyone say that? Oh, I can swim. Oh, I'm a great swimmer. You should have seen me back in the day, the length of the pool, backwards and forwards. Seriously? You don't want to do that. So just a little chance of rain on Friday for those parts. Good chance they're going to be okay. Slight chance of rain during the day on Friday will vanish by night over the National Mall, so they think that's no problem. They're going to have fireworks there. The rehearsal had to be closed because of the storms, but that's not going to ruin what happens on Friday. So maybe everybody kind of escapes a little bit of a bigger hit on Independence Day, because that's the big concern. A lot of people off, ready to go to those fireworks. And 4th of July, the best way to cap things off is with fireworks. I can't help it. I'm one of those people that I love love, love, love to watch fireworks. This guy should have everything and then some thrown at him. Justin Ross Harris, you know that name? He's the father who let his child cook in the car while he was sexting, as it turns out, to six different girls or women, including a teenage girl on the day that his son died, trying to get people to feel sorry for him. I knew he was all phony baloney when he was driving his child to, in the direction of the daycare and got hysterical outside of the car. It just didn't add up. But people believed his story and threw in money for his defense, like $20,000. So I am so glad they nailed him. The prosecutor nailed him as an unfaithful husband who wanted a child-free life. That's what he was doing, and that is shocking that he messaged six women. Sent and got explicit texts, nude pictures from work while his kid was in the car. Sexting the women. Man, oh man, this guy, not a good guy, sorry. Not a good guy. And remember, originally, you're thinking the internet searches, that he was looking at how long it took an animal to die in a car, how long they could survive. So that made you wonder. It already put up your antenna then, but then you hear the sexting thing. Oh, it's terrible. It's very, very, I mean, incredibly sickening what happened to the little boy, Cooper. Cooper, Cooper, Cooper. And even 5 days before the little boy died, the 22-month-old, the wife says that she remembers him looking at a public service announcement where a veterinarian demonstrated on video the dangers of leaving someone or something inside a hot car. Ugh, it's awful. Can't bring him back, but you can throw the book at him, that's for sure. Can throw the book at him. And there were too many people that were kind of believing this 33-year-old father's story. They were pumping money at a crowdsourcing funding thing. He never called 911. And when an officer told him to get off of his phone, he refused and swore at him. That's what the officer testified to. And he also said that he couldn't reach anyone on his phone, but phone records show that he made three calls after he discovered his son's body. One between him and his employer lasted 6 minutes. Oh, this guy is cold. He is cold. And people were testifying that he was distraught and that he was screaming and he was crying. And his son is dead. His son is dead. But a lot of things didn't add up, and he seemed to change his story. So depressing as it is, I hope he's a terrible liar, and I hope they throw the book at him. I hope they do. What happened didn't have to happen. Didn't have to happen. Hang with us. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to talk about hot dogs. Yeah. What state eats the most hot dogs? What city consumes the most hot dogs next?
The coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Fourth of July, you know what that means? Lots of meat. Meat on the grill, lots of good eating, hot dogs, sausages, and the like. Eric Mittenthal is back with us again, and he's with the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council. Perfect, it fits my introduction. And he is like, he can answer all these questions trivia-wise about hot dogs and whatnot. So, Eric, thanks for coming back on the show with us again this year. So, is hot dog eating up?
Yeah, it's been up over the years. It's been fairly stable, but we estimate that people are going to eat 150 million hot dogs over the course of the July 4th weekend alone. So it's a lot of hot dogs, and certainly people love getting out and cooking them up on the grill for the weekend.
What's the history of the hot dog? Where did the hot dog first originate?
Well, it originated in Europe, and there's been a few different stories about how it actually came to be there, but there's a debate between Germany and Austria as to who was the real originator, but as far back as the 15th century, we've seen hot dogs mentioned, and then it was brought over to the U.S. by German immigrants in the 1800s.
Cool. I want to say this, too, at the top, and I guess, is this still going on? You've got a Facebook page up where somebody can win a $100 gift card for their favorite hot dogs. What do they have to do?
Yeah, so they have to send us, when they're eating a hot dog this weekend, take a picture of themselves with their phone, take a hot dog selfie, and send it to us, contest@hot-dog.org, or on Instagram at hotdogmonthselfie, using the hashtag. And they'll have an opportunity to win a $100 gift card for hot dogs, and an Airhead hot dog inflatable ride-on toy that they pull behind a boat. So if you love to go boating and ride on those tubes behind a boat, we will give you one if you give us the best hot dog selfie.
All right, I love it. Very creative. Somebody told me also you can tell us there's some TV star who runs around saying that her longevity, she credits that to eating a hot dog every day for lunch. Who is it?
That's none other than Betty White. She's in her 90s these days, and she eats a hot dog for lunch every single day on the set of her shows. And no doubt that's the reason why she's lasted to into her 90s.
I love that. I wonder what the vegetarians are thinking. Wow. So sausage, the hot dog and sausage councils, I said that you're with that organization. How do you hook up with them? What was it that, you know, what interested you in that gig?
Well, we're part of the American Meat Institute, and certainly in order to work here, it's helpful to love meat. I have been a passionate meat eater all of my life and love hot dogs as well. And so I have a background in worked in television for a while. And so, you know, they're looking for a good meat eater who knows how to work communications. And that's how I landed the gig.
I have a question. I don't know if you'll know this or not. How many people, is there like some kind of statistic about what people put the most of on their hot dog? Is it just plain mustard or mustard and relish? Or is it, because there's so much you can put on hot dogs, is it sauerkraut and mustard? What's the most popular way to eat a hot dog?
Yeah, we don't have the combination of condiments, but we know that mustard is by far the most popular condiment out there for hot dogs. And certainly a lot depends on the different areas of the country you're in. So if you're in New York, you're going to be much more likely to do the mustard and onions combination. If you're in Chicago, you're going to add a lot more to that mustard. You're going to put it on the mustard and relish and pickles and tomatoes and peppers. And so there's a wide range of different toppings that can go along with it depending on where you are.
Yeah. Do you think most people, because, you know, there's also different ways to make it. Some people boil hot dogs. Some people now make it in the microwave. My favorite way, you can certainly fry it up in a frying pan, but my favorite way is definitely grilling. Do you think grilling flat out is still the most popular way to make hot dogs?
Yeah, overall, I think so. I mean, when you look at when people are cooking up hot dogs, the prime hot dog season is over the course of the summer from Memorial Day to Labor Day, and certainly that's when folks are out grilling. And so we would anticipate that that's when they're where they're making the most hot dogs. But the great part about a hot dog is it is so versatile, and you can make it year-round. So if it's cold and snowy, you bring it inside, and you cook it up on your stove as well.
What about the what about sausage? Because I'm going to leave sausage out. There's so many versions of sausage. Is there one particular kind that seems to sell the most?
Yeah, the bratwurst is the most popular kind of sausage, and we've asked folks. We did a bracket last year, pitting different hot dogs and sausages against each other, and the bratwurst was the most popular. Italian sausage was second most popular, but there are a very wide variety of sausages out there. If you go to a grocery store these days, you find a lot of different types, a lot of different mixtures of meats and spices that are available. So the variety these days is really astounding, and we actually have materials online with a whole listing of all the different varieties. So if you want to know what a variety is, where it comes from, that's all on our website.
All right, we're speaking with Eric Mittenthal, National Hot Dog and Sausage Council. As you talk about the different varieties, hot dogs too, same. I mean, you know, you said that, but hot dogs with cheese in it, hot dogs made differently. And I would assume, though, that the good old-fashioned just beef hot dog is still the most popular.
Yeah, the beef is still the most popular. Certainly, depending on where you are in the country, pork also is popular as well. Here in Washington, D.C., where we are, there's the half smoke, which is technically a sausage, but it's eaten like a hot dog, and it's a beef and pork mixture with some spices in there. So you see chicken dogs and turkey dogs these days as well, and you can get them with cheese in them, with jalapenos, a lot of spicy hot dogs you can find today, too.
Yeah, is that kind of the key? It's, you know, it's like everything. You're always looking to upgrade or see what younger people are eating or that kind of thing. So is it like sort of the potato chip theory where you have to have different flavors because not everybody likes the plain old simple thing? So you got to kind of experiment with it. Do you think that's kind of what happens? It seems like it's happened a lot lately with hot dogs.
Yeah, certainly. And the varieties that are available have grown exponentially over the years. And what we find is that, you know, people want choice, and we provide a real wide variety of choices depending on what people are interested in. And so if they're looking for hot dogs that, you know, just kind of the basic hot dog that's beef, they can get that. If they want one with cheese in it, they can get that. If they're concerned about things like sodium and fat, they can get lower sodium and lower fat hot dogs as well. So those choices are out there for folks who are looking for them.
And people are listening to us across the United States. Is there, what area eats the most hot dogs? Do you know that?
Los Angeles eats the most hot dogs overall, both coming from retail stores where they sell the most hot dogs in grocery stores, but also the Dodgers. We do a hot dog and baseball survey every year, and the Dodgers for the last few years have sold the most hot dogs in their stadium as well.
Do you, how many hot dogs is that? Do you know approximately how many at Dodger dogs have been sold?
Yeah, Dodger dogs, they actually set a record this year, anticipating over 3 million hot dogs for the course of the season. And that was by far the most we've had in a survey. So they're really selling a lot of Dodger dogs out there.
Well, I have to tell you, I'm surprised. I don't know why. I would just sort of assume New York, people-wise, and that kind of thing. But I guess it's, I guess in Los Angeles, especially it's so spread out, but I guess it's all those various suburbs and, you know, they have some famous hot dog stands actually even in Los Angeles, but I bet it's the Dodger dogs that really push them over the top. How about sausage?
Yeah, sausage, I believe L.A. is right up there, too. New York is also very high as well. People always say they're very surprised about L.A., and L.A. has that reputation of having a more vegan, vegetarian-oriented population. But
sure,
when you look at the numbers, though they have that reputation, people are enjoying meat in Los Angeles. It's a fact.
Yeah, I like that. It's a fact. They're enjoying their meat there. There's no question about it. And then is it, you know, the other thing is, too, I noticed that now when you go to state fairs, a lot of people would be out if it's not raining in the East Coast. Of course, it may be a different scenario, but if people are outside or they're at some of these festivals and whatnot, a lot of times people go sans bun, you know, because that's a good way to save some calories and put other things on it. Do you think we're kind of seeing a little movement toward that, where you just put stuff all over your sausage or hot dog and eat it, you know, without the bun?
I would say less sans bun, more corn dog, actually. We did a survey earlier this year asking people for their favorite type of regional hot dog, and the corn dog was the number one favorite regional hot dog. We were very surprised. Typically, New York or Chicago has always been the most popular one, but particularly when you're talking about state fairs, corn dogs are the way to go and kind of where they've traditionally been found. And these days, yeah, they're going for the corn dog.
You know, I have a theory about that. I mean, it tastes good, but also I think it's easy to eat.
Yeah, on a stick. It makes it very easy. You can walk around, see everything at the fair, and just have it in the stick on your hand.
I love it. Eric Mittenthal, have a great 4th of July, and thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thanks. Happy 4th to you as well.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these
from the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire. Let freedom ring from the mighty mountains of New York. Let freedom ring from the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania. Let freedom ring from the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado. Let freedom ring from the curvaceous peaks of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and every molehill of Mississippi. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. You know who said that? The great Martin Luther King Jr. And boy, isn't it true. Let's hear that freedom throughout the weekend, 4th of July. I hope it's safe. I hope it's happy. And you celebrate it in your heart and remember what went before and what will come after. All of us who are here now enjoying those freedoms. Time for this final segment for this or this part of this hour anyway, of America Tonight. And I like to call this, Why Do We Care? Because it just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. Somewhere, somehow, we have to understand that there are things that are happening around us that are just stupid, that just don't matter, right? Do we have our crickets? Yeah. All right, so LeBron James, he's getting big headlines again. Why? Because his agent is meeting with teams all over the place. He's met with at least four teams. Lots of different people are talking to LeBron James. But do we have to hear about it constantly, about LeBron's suitors? It kind of reminds me of when we were trapped by that ESPN, no offense to the wonderful four letters, but when we were trapped listening to what was going to happen to LeBron, where was he going to go? Was he going to stay in Cleveland? Was he going to go to Miami? What was going to happen? Are we doing this all over again? Do you want to even know the teams, the Suns, the Rockets, the Mavericks, the Cavaliers? They're making their pitch. They're salivating over the possibility of getting LeBron James into the fold. Even the Lakers, Mitch Kupchak flying to Cleveland to meet with the agent of LeBron James on a holiday weekend. Happy 4th of July. Woohoo! How much money you got? What are you going to give my guy? I don't care. LeBron James is a great basketball player. He is. But the full court press of the constant, where is he, what is he, who's going to get him, how much money, ugh. It's annoying. It just doesn't matter, does it? It just doesn't matter. Here's another sports story where I could care less, and probably some of you feel the same way. Another tremendous athlete, Serena Williams. And the talk in England, which, of course, it's all about gossip and the rags there, and they're going to play up anything that they can play up, but it's this deal with Serena Williams saying that she's got a viral illness, she's got some kind of a bug, that something isn't right. She stumbled around the court for three games of a doubles match with her sister, bobbling her tosses and kind of blundering through some double faults when she had to serve, and then calling for, you know, someone to help her. She had a 13-minute medical break before the match even started. And I mean, clearly, this is kind of like this bizarro drama thing. Martina Navratilova said she's not buying this whole excuse. She says, I think the virus, or whatever they're saying, is not it. I think it's clearly not the case. I don't know what it is, but I hope she's going to be okay. So what is it? I mean, why is she distressed? What's happening on the court? It's very strange. I mean, maybe she is just flat out sick with a virus. I don't know. But you would think in England that a war had started, because that's all they're talking about, is that she seems so tired. Oh, she was stumbling around. It's bizarre. It's a breakdown. What could it possibly be? Their version of the talk show on the BBC clogged with reaction as to whether it was something chemical or something else. And why hadn't the coach seen her, and he didn't know anything, and how could he not know anything? Ugh. I'm going to say the same thing. Clearly, it doesn't matter. Does it? It doesn't matter. She's won a gazillion matches. She's had her share of controversies in the past. And we just, I think, don't care. Are those crickets around? They're there somewhere. I know. I can feel them. I can hear them. I can feel them somewhere in the background. All right. This may be the worst of all of the it just doesn't matter. I mean, we just don't care. Is this one about Casey Anthony? Of course you remember Casey Anthony And there was a story on CNN about what's happening with Casey Anthony. Where is she? Well, they're desperate to try to get ratings. People were really into the Casey Anthony trial. Remember that little thing where people waited outside of the courthouse just to get a glimpse of what was happening inside? Do we care where she is now, what she's doing, how she feels? Do we care about this crazy show of Casey Anthony's? No, we don't care. I don't think we care. And that's like bad voyeurism. That's bad. When it's living vicariously through or whatever the case may be that somebody wants to know what's happening there, rubbernecking, whichever version you decide that you want to glob onto. I mean, to me, it's just fade into the woodwork. Who cares? Doesn't matter. And for her, I think for her sake and her safety, why wouldn't she do that? She, in my opinion, she gets off, so disappear. Disappear, never to be heard from, never trying to make some kind of a stumble into reality TV or something else that will put her back in the public eye. Ugh. I mean, forget it. Last one. No fireworks for the Prez. That's another story. So the polls are out. His polls are down. It's been a rough second term for the president. Do we care whether or not, really, do we care whether or not the president is going to see fireworks and why he's not going to see fireworks and what could he possibly be doing that he wouldn't be able to be in a place where fireworks were taking place and what does that mean and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I don't think so. I put that all in the same category. It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. Are we not filled up with enough frivolous nonsense? I'm just saying. I'd rather hear about the plasma TVs and whether or not they're getting bigger or smaller. If I'm going to go for the frivolous end of things, or else there's another crazy story I came across about BMWs, and I thought, well, that's a good job by the PR person, because do we care about what BMW is out next? That this BMW is a lot of geeky fun. It's good for the car because they're selling it, so people are curious about it, and the more they can pump that out there, the i8. I just want a car that I can get into. It's reliable. It's got four wheels. It drives, and it doesn't peter out on me somewhere. You don't get a flat. You're not trapped. You're not having problems happen to you with the car falling apart right and left where you have to get things replaced. No, thank you. And the problem with the BMWs is, yeah, it's a good-looking car. Maybe some of you actually drive a BMW. But my goodness, if something happens to it, it costs a fortune to even replace, like, an oil pan on it compared to the rest of the clunkers that we all drive. No, I'm not saying you drive a clunker. Maybe you drive a Honda. Maybe you drive a Toyota, whatever it is. And as it has a reliable engine and you relatively keep it up to date as far as maintenance is concerned, why not? I don't get it. Why not have that kind of car instead of draining the bank account? Unless you got the serious do-re-mi and it doesn't matter because this flat out and out was not a big deal. By the way, it does look like some kind of really super sports car. And that's the other problem with it. I would have to think when it's all souped up like that, and it costs $136,000, you know, taking it on the roadways, what are you going to get? So it's kind of fast, and it's light, and it's got batteries, it's easy to drive, blah, blah, blah. It can do the, you know, it's electricity driven, so it can run on electricity, can go, they say, 22 miles alone after a full charge. But we just don't care, do we? Happy 4th, everybody!
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play.
Please hurry.
Are you guys still in the vehicle?
Yes, I am. I can't get out. I can't open the door. I opened the door very little. My chest hurts. Oh, I'm dead now. Another car.
Scary moments there. Happy 4th of July weekend, where you could hear the 911 call, an Illinois sinkhole that just was swallowing cars. And how scary is that? And I've talked about this whole sinkhole thing before, and we're starting to see them really pop up in, I mean, just all over the place. Not just, people are thinking Florida, but it was a strange deal that there were some big storms that happened, and it was east of Sycamore, Illinois. And sinkholes are now a reality in that state. The two cars were just swallowed up, and the photographs, this is radio, but the photographs of them are incredible when you see them. It's that whole thing of, like, the ground just opened up and swallowed them, and they got there as fast as they can. The good thing is they had to actually pull two people from a Taurus, and you could hear that call there, the panic there, and they were taken to the hospital, but non-life-threatening injuries. The driver of a pickup that went on top of them that also fell in was also okay, didn't even go to the hospital, but two cars just fell into that sinkhole on Monday night in Kane County. And it was pretty freaky. There's no street lights. You know why that section of a roadway, it was washed out. There were some overnight storms. And the sinkhole was about 10 feet in diameter, deep enough that the Taurus was completely below ground level. And then, of course, and after that you had the truck. And, it has to be, had to be freaky for the people getting out of the car and to see that happen to those people that got trapped, because what are you going to do? And it's just like you see. I mean, all of a sudden, boom, the hole opens up, and all of a sudden they're down there, and it's a road. So the road just has caved away, and the people fell into the car fell into the hole, just suddenly were swallowed. Just swallowed up. Crazy. Crazy. You know, in Florida, it was the ground, the swampland, and depending on where it was, you thought, okay, well, this is what's happening where they built these developments, but I don't think so. Now it's like a whole myriad of reasons why that can happen, and there's an example of one. All right, speaking of things happening, I've said this a couple of times about the big storm and the hurricane and the warnings and the tropical warnings and what can happen when you don't heed them. And some people apparently didn't do that. They really thought they were going to be okay to just kind of swim in some of this high water. And here's what that sounded like with a swimmer who was still swimming after Arthur was hitting.
Lifeguards and the police are saying you shouldn't be out here swimming.
Yeah, but we're adults. I think we can handle ourselves. We're pretty careful.
Yeah, here's the key. Doesn't matter who you are. You'd be one of those people that you're lost out to sea because the riptide carries you away. That's why they keep saying, do not try to ride out the storm. As of now, you know, there's more than 18,000 people without power along the coast of North Carolina. The hurricane passed through there. It's going up further east. And it's causing a lot of problems with just high winds and the surge of the tide and a little bit of flooding, depending on where the people are getting hit the most. What county, in other words? And a hurricane warning means hurricane conditions. It means winds above 73 miles an hour. And it means that you have to take cover wherever you are and jumping in the water as it's coming, because that's what the buildup is. Then the water builds up. It's just not smart. And there's some things you can do, too. Since I've been through this, you do things like you clear the gutters, because there's all kinds of stuff in your gutters, or might not be, but there might be. You board up windows, or you use the hurricane shutters. A lot of people have those. You reinforce the garage door. You have the refrigerator. This is one thing a lot of people don't do. You take the refrigerator and put it on the coldest setting, because if the power goes off, then you have a better chance that it'll be cooler. You fill the bathtub with water, so then you've got water to use, right? You make sure that you've got, and this should be anyway, you should have a full tank of gas in one car. And here is so key. And a lot of people don't do this. You got to have an evacuation plan. Because if the people are away, kids are out playing, they're at a friend's house, whatever it is, and all of a sudden the worst happens, you got to know that. And here's another good one, too. And I do this, but I didn't do this originally. You put your documents somewhere, whatever you need. Put it in a watertight container, something. There's tons of them. They sell them. And then you don't have to worry about that. It's not being overly paranoid. It's being prepared with the batteries, with the things that you need, with the medications, with the supplies, with the gear, for all the things that you won't have to worry about should something happen. Ask anyone who's been through any of those kind of traumas. What happens when you don't have anything? When you're so incredibly ill-prepared. And then what happens is you're running around trying to get all those things that I just mentioned. I'm going to throw this in because we talked about it so much. You know, I had the segment where I said it just doesn't matter. And I might have thrown this in there, except for that it started a national debate on actually the side of the guy who was being called, in some cases, racist. So a probate court trial over the sale of the Clippers is going to begin on Monday. Lawyers for Donald Sterling filed the paperwork Thursday to have it moved to a federal court. His estranged wife, Shelley, is asking a probate judge to approve an agreement she reached with Steve Ballmer to sell the NBA team. She and her husband had equal shares in the Clippers through a family trust, but Shelley Sterling negotiated a deal in the late hours of May to sell the team after two doctors declared her husband was mentally incapacitated. Donald Sterling's lawyer shot back and say that's not true. So this is one for the record books to see where this ends up. Does it end up that he kills the sale of the Clippers, the $2 billion sale? Can he be at the games like he was before? This could drag out. This could drag out for a while. So that means the Clippers will be in a bizarre limbo while all of this gets torn apart. The NBA's Board of Governors, by the way, just to throw this in, from each of the 30 ownership groups is scheduled to meet July 15th, and they could approve a sale if the legal aspects of the deal are somehow sorted out. It looked like it was going to be easy to do, and then at the last minute, he said, forget it. He wasn't going to do it, so that didn't happen as I just thought it was going to be such a layup. But instead, that's going to go for a while. So who's making money there? The lawyers. It's the lawyers who are making money on that one. And quickly, this, if you've ever been to Napa, it's on a lot of people's bucket list. 4,300-acre wildfire. They feel like they're starting to get it under control. Wow, let's hope so. Thanks for listening to this Hour of America Tonight.
The Big Berkey Water Filter.
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey Water Filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.